Hi guys, it is your Village Bike here, and welcoming you back to my second episode of Sex with Topha. For those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Topha Taylor, and I am a sex educator from London. I am a writer. I am the town bike. I'm trying to think of other ways to describe myself. Basically, before I go into my episode, I need to just say a huge thank you because I released my first ever podcast a few weeks ago, and I did quite well from it, and I'm actually a bit overwhelmed with the reaction. So I just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone that tuned in. I actually went to number 5 in the sexuality chart. Oh, he's pressing buttons again. Yeah. Threw me off. No, I like it. That was my producer, by the way. I went to number 5 in the Apple podcast sexuality charts in the UK, and that's huge. I went to number 1 in Ukraine. I did quite well in the Czech Republic as well, which is interesting. Probably sank down to my hair and all the head I gave. No, but really, I am overwhelmed. So thank you so much. I'm just a nobody trying to talk about dick. So it means a lot to me. Thank you ever so much. And again, thank you. The thing I liked the most about it was I was overwhelmed, actually, with the amount of emails, DMs, and requests I got for information. So I'm going to do my best to get back to all of you, and I'm going to address as much of it as I can in the show without overwhelming you with information. But I will get there. So if you've sent something in that is really relevant, I'll absolutely be addressing it. Okay, one of the things I am the most happy about with Sex with Topha is the fact that I have already opened up conversations about sex, and I've had friends that I've known for years, and I mean literally people I've known since I was probably 9 or 10, who have reached out to me and sent me emails and messages asking about things in the bedroom, you know, problems with their partners. And I'm actually a bit surprised by the amount of messages I've had from people that suffer from intimacy issues in the bedroom with their partners. You know, people who feel like the love is lost, the passion's gone. So I can assure you I'm going to be addressing that. I can't do it right away. You have to give me time, but I promise you I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to that. And the reason being, I was overwhelmed by requests on this topic. So I will absolutely be addressing intimacy in the bedroom and making sure your partner is wet, hard, passionate, vibrating, tingling, I don't know, whatever ways you stimulate your partner. Some people connect them to car batteries. They do. Yeah. Sorry, I'm talking to my producer. But yeah, I will address as much as I've been contacted about. You just have to give this blonde some time because there's only so much I can fit in my mouth. And trust me, I've tested that. but my biggest thank you, and sorry, I really have to throw this in there before I go off on the tangent. My sex worker friends, my friends who shared my podcast on social media, you know, you reached out. Some of you have hundreds of thousands of fans, and you've put my podcast out there in front of them, and I am forever going to be in your debt because you're the reason I went up that chart. Like, it was 10% me and 90% you. So thank you so much, you bunch of slags, literally. Earn more money than me. It's a bit of a shame that I've launched when it's such a scary time, and I think it's a little bit of an uncertain time for so many of us with this coronavirus. I can't remember what the actual official name for it is.
COVID-20.
Okay, COVID-20. That was also my prison name. Yeah. I was very popular in cell block 13. And sometimes I spilled over to 14 on a quiet night. No, sorry, this is actually really serious. Lots of people have been discussing about having sex in this climate. And one of the things that alerted me most to this is there was a fetish, a leather pride festival in Antwerp, which is called Darklands. And since all those guys have got home, the Darklands promoters have actually come out and said that a few people who were present at Darklands have tested positive for it. So in this climate, and I'm sorry to be negative, and as we all know, I'm someone who is all about having sex and exploring your bodies. Avoid sex clubs. Please avoid saunas. Avoid sex parties. Avoid orgies. Try and avoid having sex with people that you aren't really familiar with and you don't see a lot, and especially people who've just come back from traveling. And I know that might seem like I have a bit of a stick up my ass, but first of all, there's nothing wrong with me having anything up my ass. But look after yourself right now and just make sure you're cleaning yourself, and make sure that if you are going to be sleeping with people, that you've had a good wash, you know, and just try and trust your partner. I think this is a very important time to really be trusting who you're fucking. Not that you're not doing that anyway, and I hope that you do trust them always. But especially now, just be careful. Avoid sex clubs. You can go a few months right now without getting boned in the dark room. Trust me. You'll have all the time in the future, hopefully. But yeah, avoid it. Okay, right. I am very happy that I finally get to play to you the rest of my interview with the incredible Rebecca Moore MILF cock destroyer. now of Netflix fame. I actually had a night out with Rebecca last week. She took me out. And one of the things I love about Rebecca is she doesn't drink or do drugs or anything. She's totally teetotal. And I had a night out with her. She took me to a Tom of Finland gallery art launch, which is absolutely beautiful. And for the first time in about 10 years, I had a fun night out, had a great time, and I was completely sober. She completely inspired me, and she really did. I love her to pieces. And yeah, the interview, basically, in my opinion, the second half is actually better than the first half. So those of you that said you adored the first half, you're literally about to come in your pants. She's hilarious. And every time you think she can't get better, she does. A massive thank you to Rebecca for sharing the podcast as well. So anyway, here we are. I will not make you wait any longer. Straight in. This is the rest of my interview with Rebecca Moore. And what is the Slut Hut? To people who don't know what the Slut Hut is, tell us about the Slut Hut, because I love this idea of the Slut Hut and I want my own Slut Hut.
So the Slut Hut, because I had kids, I couldn't work from home. So I had to buy a place. So at the time, I was like, oh God, where am I going to buy? So I bought a place in West Drayton. Anyway, it became this place, this hub of like sex parties, girls coming doing content. All my escort meets were there. And one client called Creamer, if you're listening to this, because he's like, I want royalties for you calling it Slut Hut. He said, oh, are you going to be at the Slut Hut today? I was like,
oh my God.
Slut Hut. Ding. Ding, the Slut Hut was born. And so it's just this little flat in West Drayton who, and people are like, can I come to Slut Hut today? But it was like, if walls could talk, and I'm actually selling it now because I'm on my next stage of life. So I'm buying the dream home, you know, I've done the hard work. And so it just felt right. I was like, I'm never going to sell the Slut Hut. I'm always going to be a slut in the Slut Hut.
Are you going to have a goodbye party?
Do you know what? We did have one. We already had one. Okay. Yeah, we had a gangbang. Yeah. Okay. So we did. I remember it now. It's like, this is my retirement party with all these guys around me, and there's Sophie and Sienna. And they've got masks on. So we did actually have it.
Oh my God.
And it's all
it's the end of an era.
Absolutely. It's all been desexed. It's up for sale.
All the sparkly paint. Oh, so yeah. It's like sparkly fabric.
Yeah,
stuff, right?
It was just so hoary. Everything about it was so hoary. But it was great. It was a great space for girls to come, and some girls would work there and we'd all work together. It was just great. Nobody had a fucking clue what was going on there. But it was just really, I love it. It is going to be the day that I sell it and go, that's it, goodbye. It is going to be emotional because I was in that place seeing clients. I tell you what, if whoever moves in there, I reckon I've left some real good sexual energy for them.
Yeah, the Ouija board will probably turn into a dildo.
I think it's going to bring a couple or somebody a lot of...
Oh, there'll be like some nice little vanilla couple moving in, like all nervous, and suddenly they open the bedroom door.
Deep
and
fried.
Like, where did that come from? Amazing.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I know that we both enjoyed this particular Dolly Parton quote, and I'll read it because I'm not going to assume anyone at home knows what it is. So let me go.
Which one is it?
I'll read it. It goes, I make jokes about it, but it's the truth that I kind of patterned my look after the town tramp. I didn't know what she was, just this woman who had blonde hair piled on top of her head, wore high heels and tight skirts, and boy, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. Mum used to say, she's just trash. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up, trash.
I remember you sharing that.
I love that quote.
Do you know what? Isn't Dolly really manages to sort of get into our heartstrings, people like me, people like you, you know, like the stuff she says, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap and things like that. So I love it when she comes up with things like that. But also there's probably a lot of young guys who loved, you know, in the 80s, 90s, the women that sort of high heels, short skirts, you know, etc. Yeah. She's probably they can relate to that as well, but it's so true, the tramp.
But it is that, and that's where I think when I love these strong sexual women.
Yeah.
Because I remember my Uncle Andy used to own a pub in South East London.
Yeah.
And there was a woman that used to come here, and my dad used to call her Yo-Yo Knickers. No, but she, no, I loved her. And so my brother and my cousin would play upstairs on the computer.
But they're
games.
Always the fun ones.
They were. Fun. And she used to sit there, and she had like, she was your stereotypical like slapper. And I loved her. Like, she had blonde hair, red lipstick. She used to wear fur jackets. You could smoke in pubs back then. So she was smoking. And I sit there, and he had like a massive polystyrene nutcracker in an arch. And I sit next to the nutcracker and just stare at her.
Yeah.
And then one day she called me over.
Yeah.
Oh. And we went there every Saturday. And I said, and I think that's where my love of like strong sexual, because yeah. she's talked to me like, and once she burnt me with a cigarette by accident, remember she was like cradling me and stuff.
You're like, yes.
Yes, I got, I'll keep that forever. Like my BCG stuff. Yeah. But she was this strong like woman, and she loved men.
Yeah.
And I think she shaped my interest. And why do you think people are so drawn to that type, that kind of blonde, hypersexual, you know, strong woman?
I think, because I can relate to that, because I remember when I was younger, there were women, I remember Rini, she was amazing, one of my mum and dad's friends, and funnily enough, her husband sold dodgy porn mags, so there's a link amazing. There, but she was very, and at the party, I'd just be like, at the parties, she would be the one, the life and soul of the party that...
I love those women.
I think women love to hate, some women who are a bit, they're like, oh God, you know, but... Yeah, it's just they have a warmth about them and a no fucks given attitude. Yeah. And I think when people who are either repressed, they can be drawn to that because they think, shit, I wish I was a bit more like that.
Yeah.
But it's just a positivity and it's like a magnet. People get drawn to that kind of energy.
I love it. Even that, see the elderly lady who was on this morning yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see? Oh my God.
Like, I was like,
I love it.
She was amazing. And part of me was going, is she a fucking actress?
I know.
Because she's too funny.
And I was reading the comments, and one of the first comment I saw was a man saying, oh, if that was a man talking about a young woman, we'd be saying opposite. And I'm like, well, they do. That's the point. Yeah. That's why we're so shocked. And that's why we love her so much, because we ain't used to seeing women talk like that.
No.
And here's this elderly lady, like, unapologetically loving sex. And I'm like,
it.
Yes.
It was so funny.
Queen.
It was just brilliant, like the whole tube of KY jelly.
I hate KY, it gets sticky.
No, it's awful. But yeah, yeah. That's why I thought she's definitely not an actress, because she like
she got that from the pound shop.
She would have definitely gone in and got the KY jelly out. And then she furthermore went on to say, oh, you know, like I couldn't walk the next day. I felt like I'd been horse riding. I was just like feels like, I love this, but even he was like, oh, I'm not sure. And it's like, come on, this isn't X-rated. Yeah. This is just fun and brilliant.
I love it. And the fact that she's so just, and she's like, oh, I felt like I'd ridden a horse. Yeah. And I was like, I like you already. That's my kind
of girl. It was brilliant. She will definitely be going down history.
I love her.
I'm sure we'll see her at JAY next week. Doing porn idol.
Like some twink wiping his butthole off a pole. She's like, oh, enjoy it, love.
Yeah.
With a copper.
Is she still with the bloke?
I hope so.
She deserves.
I hope she has a queue of him now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So that leads me into like why people love you. It's that like unapologetic sexual woman. And then obviously I can't talk to you without mentioning cock destroyers.
Oh my God. Yeah.
How that's bored of you hearing that now? Or do you still love
I'm
it?
I'm not bored at all. I absolutely love it. We still can't believe just how it changed our lives.
It's amazing. It
changed our lives. The amount of friends I have, I think, is the biggest thing for me, and obviously business opportunities that I've had too. But it's just been really amazing. It's been quite how would I say, accepting of us.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of like we just knew that when we do videos we're going to rub someone's back up the wrong way, so we didn't give a shit anyway. But then when people are going, just see the funny side, how we see things anyway, and just so many people, it's just been amazing.
Yeah, because it exploded. I actually saw it exploding, because I remember when it first got uploaded and it came up on my work timeline. And I was like, oh, those guys are really funny. And you think, all right, that was funny, I'll save it. You don't think much more of it.
We didn't
and
either.
Then it was like boom, boom.
It was crazy. Boom.
Suddenly you were doing GY. Suddenly you were in the face. You know, you were like all these articles.
The Interview mag and
BBC News. I saw you on MMA. I was like, fucking hell.
It's been really amazing. I've got even the stuff coming up still that it's just really amazing.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to continue. Because I think it's kind of, we've reached this point in social media at the minute. There's such a focus on sex positivity.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys are real, like, you're like the beacons of it right now.
Yeah.
Because gay guys like look to strong women a lot.
Oh, that's good.
But we are, it's the queer people right now pushing sex positivity on social media.
Yeah.
And there's all this thing like focus on sex workers, like, are they treated fairly, et cetera, et cetera.
I think the thing is, we don't live in a perfect world, and we can, it's got a lot better, but we're always going to have some kind of fight, but we can just make our lives a bit more comfortable. There's always going to be that arsehole out there is going to say something that pisses you off.
And he's always online, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always fucking online at the exact moment.
We're never going to have world peace or anything like that. But it is... sex work, I think it's always going to be... There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like your line of job.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that. I'm all fuck right with that. I am, yeah.
Because that's the thing, I think you radiate... happiness in what you're doing.
Yeah,
absolutely. And either and you're an Sophie, amazing actress, yeah, or we're just picking up on a...
Well, I am too, you know. Yeah. let's not beat around the bush. but yeah, I'm very happy. I mean, I get like down days, but they're not very often. I just stay in bed and sleep. But
that's why I was drawn to you, because I really liked you. But I didn't know what it was. I remember emailing Lee when we did our first British podcast with Keith and Amico.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I would love like to get Rebecca involved, just because I thought you were so prevalent on social media. I just really like her. I'm not sure, it was like an instinctual, like, I guess it's the maternal thing now.
I agree with you on that one, because I think over the internet, I think we're that good because we all spend so much time on the internet. We actually get a feel like Charity Shop too. I reckon me and her.
Oh my God, she's fucking amazing.
I just feel that I would be a bit too much, you know. I'd be like, I think I love you. Like, hi, should we move in together?
Yeah.
You know, can I lick you? Can I come to the charity shop and just like, can you write me into your program? That would be amazing.
That would be if you're listening to this.
You know, because you know...
The gays want that, trust me.
She is an actress and I know everybody's got two sides to their lives, but I'm just like... I reckon we'd get on like a house on fire.
No, she's fucking brilliant. She's all over Twitter all the time. It's like meme.
Amazing. Because at first, I couldn't, you know, you're like, I can't work this out. A bit like the Cottage Stories, people probably couldn't work out what the fuck. They're like, oh my God, they really do suck dick. Like, I think people thought that me and Sophie were comedians. No, baby, we're really like, actually, that when you weren't meant to find that video funny. Is that she meant to be sexy?
So what has been the highlight? Because it's been about 18 months now, right? Or is it close to 2 years?
I think it was like October or something like that. So the highlight, it's just been one big highlight.
Yeah.
The friends I've made, it's just, I've made so many friends, you know, and people that I've got a lot of time for as well. Like, I hadn't even met you and I was like, you're like, will you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I remember sending you the thing, thinking, I hope she'll do it.
I love Topher. Like, we've got the same sort of kind of, I look at your stuff, I'm like, yeah. And
well, I'm a slapper.
The way you dress, you know. Yeah. I'm a slapper. God, I love that word.
Yeah.
Slapper.
It's a powerful, like, I remember when and this is why I love my parents, and I'm so lucky, because my dad loves women and loves sex.
Yeah.
So sex was always a positive in my house. Yeah. So I am with men how my dad is with women.
Wonderful.
So for me, the word slap is very empowering.
Yeah.
Because it's like, she loves getting shagged and she loves boys. Yeah. And I'm like, I fucking love boys too. Yeah. And I knew that when I was like 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, obviously not sexually then. I didn't know what all that stuff was.
Yeah.
But I loved boys. I loved being around. I remember a family party when I was a kid, and my Uncle Barry used to get foreign exchange students over.
Yeah.
And he had a foreign exchange student from, where was he from? Doesn't matter where he's from. He was called Ballage.
Yeah.
And I got told off for sitting on his lap. I was like 9. I was like a saloon singer.
You are one.
I was like a fucking saloon singer sitting on this poor guy was probably like, oh my God, this little gay boy. Like, hi, Ballage. I remember my mum going to me, get off his lap. Get off his fucking lap.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I mean, the thing is, I don't know if you find this, but I certainly do.
Yeah.
So with it being a bit of a slapper, and if you're just out there about it, people accept you more. When you're like, this is what you're going to fucking get.
Yes.
And that is it. And I found the same.
I love it. I feel so empowered. Like, a lot of my friends have spoken to me about their concerns with my sex addiction. And I'm like, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It feels physically good. Psychologically, it feels good. I love boys.
Yeah.
One day I'm sure I will settle down, and I feel sorry for the poor fucker already.
But then you break up and then it starts up again.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of break up, you infiltrated BBC because the RuPaul's Drag Race UK break up, bye bye, the song.
Oh yeah.
The Frock Destroyers.
That's brilliant.
So you went into the iTunes charts, technically, because they were dressed like you. They were called Froctor Strays.
Absolutely. That was amazing. I loved that.
I remember watching it and feeling like...
People kept texting me and phoning me. I was just like, fucking legends. Because I love... I don't know Blue Hydrangea, but I follow her on all the social media.
Yeah,
but I do know Davina and I know Bagger.
Yeah.
And they are just... I love them to bits. So it was so sweet because Bagger goes, keep watching, watch. And then somebody else said, you need to watch this one. And I was like, I'm watching every bloody one, right? And then I was like, oh, what's going to happen? Because I'm like...
I was excited for you. I remember I felt like texting you saying like, oh my God, look what's happening.
I know, it was amazing. And the way they dressed, I was like, yeah.
And it went to what, number 3 in the iTunes charts?
Yeah, it was brilliant. And
you're part of pop culture history.
It's great. But Blue Hydrangea was so funny. Like, I saw it because I was like, I'm so innocent. And then was the most outrageous one in the end. Yeah. M-neck. So it's no M-neck.
M-N-E-K?
Okay.
He's from Lewisham, okay.
Delete how I...
yeah.
Cocked his name.
Would you like vocal? M-N-E-K? M-N-E-K.
M-N-E-K. But he, like, looked, like, disgusted. Like, yeah, I know where that's from. Like, can we... This is a...
Yeah.
A home
channel. He's shit's talent, that guy. He's an amazing producer.
Yeah.
He's worked with Madonna as well.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, but... I don't think he was digging them. The naughtiness that it was going lower, yeah, and they're like, right, can we take this back up now?
But I'm like, no, lower.
De-spun my balls. He's like, yeah.
What would be your advice for any young slapper on the internet who is obviously now understood within themselves? They love boys, they want to express it, they perhaps want to go into OnlyFans,
yeah,
because OnlyFans seems to be now the entry, because before it was studios, now like people going, what is your like core advice to someone who wants to go into sex work and with a focus on like mental health, like how can she look, and finances, like how can they look after themselves?
So my advice would be I'm thinking the internet's wonderful, so try and connect with people the right ways. Rather than approaching somebody online and saying, how do I get into the porn industry? Try and build rapport and things like that and post. It's so easy to do, like if you want to do OnlyFans, it's so easy to just have a ring light. You've got one in your room.
Yeah.
Get a phone and just find somebody that you aspire to be like, and don't directly copy them, but do things you enjoy and just see if it's something that you like. Don't rush into anything.
Yeah.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. That's something that I live by day to day. And especially if you get somebody who says, yeah, I'll do the shoot for you, you've really got to just double check and make sure you've got a friend or somebody that you can ask. I mean, I've got people that come to me and I'm really glad they do, because sometimes they find themselves in these situations and I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
Do not shoot for that rate. And, you know, I'll just tell you bluntly.
That's the thing people don't know, do they?
But if you're not, going tweet me. You know, if you're thinking of something and you're not sure, just send me a little at and I will give you my opinion if it can apply to what you're asking.
Yeah.
There's lots of people that will help new people coming in if they're serious. But if somebody was to approach me going, how do I get into the adult industry, and they've got no pictures on their Twitter or they've got no Instagram and they've not done the basics, everybody, if you're looking for that, to do that, you should have an Instagram, you should be quite active.
Yeah.
And you need to put your own hard work in rather than going, tell me how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if worst comes to worst, just harvest other people's photos. Like, do you know what I mean? Like imitation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's so easy. You know, get yourself a good light, know your angles. And don't sell yourself cheap, because when you're first coming into the industry, you're new, and that's powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful, because...
Oh, so that is, okay.
Yeah,
being... Because I would have thought...
Yeah, so it's got its pros and cons. So its cons is that you don't have a following. But don't worry, everybody has to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is you're a new face, and adult industry is always looking for the new face. So use it to benefit... Honestly, if I could go back and advise myself, I would probably be on a winning streak, because I was like, that first scene, anal, yes. You know, I was like, I'm gonna be like belladonna, like, I'm gonna fuck everyone, oh, everything. Belladonna. Yeah, oh my god, icon. That's a fucking icon. Anal she was icon. I was just like, oh my god, I love you so much.
She fascinated me because I when I worked at sex shop when I was 18, there was a toy and it was a silicone mode of her stretching her asshole. And I couldn't believe arseholes could do that. I was like, oh my god.
I have
gets
found,
that big.
I have found another girl on the internet. I've forgotten her name. Oh my god. I just sit there watching it going, how come I can't do this? Like, the thing is like massive. And she follows me now. And I'm like, but it's incredible. I really do wish I had the most stretchiest ass in the world.
Yeah.
I'd put footballs up there. I wish, but you know, I do. I sometimes look at how many cocks some people can fit in their ass. I'm like, just like, oh, which? I wish I could do this. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have done some amazing anal scenes, but now, you know, your body can sometimes, like, now it's just saying, hey girl, you know, you've done a bit, give it a bit, fucking turn it in, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Vaginal for a while.
Yeah, just use that mouth, that pretty little mouth of yours.
So with like the More MILF brand,
yeah,
because it is now technically a brand, I think whether you wanted that or not, it is, people know you as More MILF.
Yeah.
What happens next? I know you're doing Daddy Couture. So what is Daddy Couture? Tell me. Because I tell you what, I see a lot of these like gay focused t-shirt brands.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, you look and you're like, oh, it's crap. But I was actually looking through after we spoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually really like this stuff.
Yeah. We are very sex positive and as you can see from it, it's very kind of, it's Daddy Couture, it's fun and it's also serious as well. So we have some quite top people modelling for us. You know, you've got Tiffany Pollard on there and loads of other models. But we also want to have models who don't necessarily have that opportunity or felt that they've had the opportunity to work for certain brands. And we kind of mix popular with, not popular, but delete that word. Popular. we mix our models with people who have a high following, with new up and coming models as well. But
that's the best way, isn't it? Because it's good to have the mainstream with the underground.
Yeah, and it really, really works. And we've got lots of exciting things coming up.
Yeah.
And we're at queer brand, we're queer run. You know, me and Matt, we work together. I speak with Matt pretty much every day.
Yeah. Because it's all over. So, and you share everyone with every single person I see wearing the clothes and I see on your story.
Absolutely. It's been great for me. I mean, how I feel is that I know that people love it when I share the pictures, but I feel like, oh wow, you've bought my top.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's nothing. You're like, you're down to earth. You're still this relatable person.
Yeah.
And like, you're hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, everyone knows who you are on the internet.
Yeah.
But you're still like, you feel like you can go, hi, you're right. And you go, yeah, I'm good, babe. How are you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's been amazing. It's been so exciting. We recently had, well, she's a wonderful friend of mine now, and I'm really looking forward to going and meeting her soon. But Nicki Minaj, she did a shoot with us. And I was just like, we've got to have her. She's a beautiful model. And she did a little video in her car after the, and she was just like, I didn't think it was just the best. And the experience she had on one of our sets, our shoots, modeling for us, because she's transgender and she didn't feel that she might ever do that. And we were like, oh my God, like, this is fucking amazing that we made someone feel like that. So that was really special. And that's
the power of social media.
Yeah.
It can turn, like, you become an absolute, like, you were a porn star. Now you're like a social media borderline celebrity.
Yeah. It was so nice. And I really love where Daddy Couture is going, and it's just been so good to, because I started off as a customer. I was like, I love this brand, because it was Chris Crocker. I found it through Chris Crocker, and I was just,
I remember,
like,
him from MySpace.
I love Chris Crocker.
I knew him when I was 15.
Yeah,
he used to be called Gay God.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I love Chris Crocker, and I was just like, I used to I wore his jumper in Camden, and I just couldn't believe, like, people just like looking at my top and like, right, oh, who's that, you know? And it just got so much attention and everything, and I really love expressing myself with, you know, even walking through town with Daddy on, you get people like, okay, I'm confused, so they're like, Daddy what? And I'm like, I am the Daddy. I'm the daddy, obviously.
You are, though. Mm-hmm. But you give off that dominant thing, I think, that's like half intimidating, half endearing.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Yeah.
And you have the shirt with the picture of you taken by Matt Spike.
Oh, my God.
And Leisha in the
hall. Love it. It's one of my favourite shoots. You shot with him as well.
Yeah.
We're shooting again real soon. And amazing. We went around Soho. And it is one of my favourite. The thing is I do so many shoots and stuff, and I love everything that I do. I'm like, I've now got this platform to, I can put it on a top as well. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, unleash my inner whore.
I love it.
But
that was my favorite one.
We unleash my inner whore. Yeah. Did you like the advert? I had such fun making that. That's the thing. We Daddy Couture is about fun, and yeah. We do have a message. We have a serious message, obviously, and very sex positive, and yeah, I just love expressing myself with my top.
Yeah, and bad influencer.
Yeah, that was you know, the whole blue tick thing. It was kind of a little bit of a, we got our blue tick.
Yeah,
and I thought of this video. I was like, yeah, we're gonna be like, oh, you know, blue tick. And he was like, don't upset Instagram, we just got our blue tick. Banning us from Instagram. Yeah. So it was just a bit of fun about it's Instagram, you know, if you've got your blue tick or you haven't got your blue tick, who gives a fuck, really? But, you know, people put so much weight on having this blue tick. I actually got Rebecca Moore blue tick. I was just like, I'm going to give this a go. And I applied for it. And they're like, how the fuck did you get that? I was like, I don't know.
That's mad.
I was just like,
I'm always being read from my work accounts. Like, Clone Zone gets punished all the time because we're adult related. Like,
I'm on the edge, aren't I? I'm like, you're gonna go, girl.
But if you do, I think you'll come back and double your followers, because there'll be such a fight to get you back.
I think I'm shadow banned at the minute. I really try and not to be. I know it's like Facebook and Instagram, but I just can't help myself.
But don't you think they should put just like an 18 plus accept? Like, do you mean you've got to prove you're a certain age? Yeah. If it gets to that.
But I don't. What I put on it's not hardcore porn, like, and so it's just funny innuendo, like my tits are swinging around in the air, that's fine. Like, that's okay,
but men jog and their pecs bounce and their balls bounce, like, you Anthony Joshua, I mean, I might watch his stories religiously,
yeah,
maybe, but like, he jogs and his pecs are bouncing all the time.
Yeah,
I don't report that. I mean, no. I screen record
it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's actually just madness about the whole nipple thing.
Stupid.
And you can have, I don't.
Won't you can even suck it for milk when you're a kid, but you can't look at pictures of it once you're eight. It's stupid.
It's crazy. It is a bit. You just don't know where you stand sometimes with Instagram.
Nipplegate, ridiculous.
If you've got the blue tick, though, you're kind of like, you're not totally immortal.
Yeah.
Like, but I kind of rub it in some of my friends' face. I'm like, oh, I've got the blue tick. I'll be all right, but not you. Sorry.
Sorry, love.
Sorry, babe. It's just the you've got to be careful because they'll delete you. Not me, though, because I've got my blue tick.
So what is next for, like, More MILF? Like, is there a plan? Is there a big project coming up? Anything you're really excited about?
I do, but I can't mention it because I might get kicked out of the country.
Okay. I like this already.
So maybe you should invite me back and we can talk about that.
Yes.
But what have I got? I might as well tell you. I am saving up for my dream home. It's not just going to be a dream home. It's going to be a very sexy B&B. It's going to be a location. And I tell you what, if somebody wants to come and film OnlyFans there and not get kicked out, they come. God. If people want to shoot porn there, they can do that. My mum's going to do the food. I'm very close to my mum.
Oh, my God.
She's fine. She's very
good. Can I come? I'll come. I'll cater.
Absolutely. Everybody's invited. And so recently I got banned from the Crazy Bear. So I'm going to make it
that
quite
really
like
fucking cracked me up, by the way.
So I'm going to, I might, for reference,
Crazy Bear's a really like chic, boutique-y kind of campy and hotel.
Apparently they're whore friendly, but they're not this whore friendly, are they?
So fuck you, Crazy Bear.
So I'm gonna make my own whore hotel.
So you're gonna be like Cynthia Payne of 2020.
Yeah.
Do you remember Cynthia Payne? Do you remember the whorehouse lady in Streatham with all the politicians coming over? And I live in Streatham now. So I'm like, oh, I'm home.
But the thing is it's not gonna be in London.
Okay.
It's gonna be in Norfolk.
No fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be there. And I'm really working hard to get this beautiful dream home.
No, good
and
for you.
There's going to be a little project. And it's just, it's like the total icing on the cake.
Yeah, well, you've earned it.
Yeah, because I pay my taxes, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm all above board whore.
This is what people, this is what, when there's this prejudice towards sex workers, I'm like, these people are paying their fucking taxes. Absolutely. And they're doing it independently. Like, they've got, they're doing their own books.
They just,
I've got respect. I can't just, even count to 10. I need a calculator.
Just think that we just like take all the cat. Well, how would we get anything? How would we get anywhere in life? Like, it's so funny when people post their like earnings on OnlyFans. It's like, well, obviously they're paying fucking tax because they know the tax man's probably watching. Yeah. But it's like, oh yeah, and then they at the HMRC or whatever they're bloody called.
Yeah.
Which is only in 2 days, so tax doesn't have to be taxing. Thank God I got it in on time. Jesus.
And like with your charity work and stuff, you do a lot of like jogs and runs. Mm-hmm. What's your plans for charity work? You got any like?
So yeah, I do love doing charity. I've always done it. Do you know what? I fucking, this old Australia thing that happened.
It's like fucked.
For the whole weekend, I was just like, what is life about? What the fuck? And why are we here? What the fuck?
I found like, do you get so desensitized to news? It wasn't until I saw footage of firefighters in a vehicle going into the fires. And it was a fucking inferno. And it was like, they're going into Hades. It was like a wall of fire. And I'm like, there was a fundraiser just this Sunday at Two Brewers. Yeah. And we sponsored it.
Yeah.
And I was going back and forth. I got a photo shoot donated by a British photographer and stuff. Just anything to get cash in the buckets. It's just fucked.
I just, because I didn't want to be accused of using it as to promote myself. So I just put my own money in because I thought there was a lot of that going on and I was kind of looking at it. That girl did amazing. I think she's fantastic. The girl that raised £1 million, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But I was looking at someone and I was thinking, look, guys, you kind of maybe, are you just doing this to get your own, like
glory?
Yeah. So I kind of just went, you know what, I'm just going to do my own thing. Somebody said, why don't you, Rebecca, why don't you do what this girl's doing and sell your nudes for money? I went, darling, it's coming out of my fucking bank account. Same fucking thing, honey. You know, that is my job.
Yeah.
So with charity, I try and do different ones. I love animals. I'm going to do some more fun. I want to be a foster dog. I know as well. I've visualised this place. It's going to be fucking bollocks.
For the love of dogs, Rebecca Moore.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be
Grady.
Bring your dogs, bring your hooker, you know, bring your punter. Don't bring your kids. Yeah. They can fuck right off. We don't like kids, do we? There's a dog in here and I'm like, my special dog talk goes on. Hello, darling.
You can hear him walking around earlier. Barking.
Yes, we do.
Hey, sexy boy.
I sometimes talk to clients like that as well.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can fucking imagine.
Darling.
Any special requests?
Have you got all the money there? Count it in front of me.
What is, with that, what is the most memorable thing a client asks you to do? Okay. I need to know this. I was thinking about it.
Right, we have a long fucking list, but at the top of my head... So, we had a party at the Slut Hut. There was many of us. I got a cocktail of clients. I was like, hi, guys. I'm actually holding a party. This was back in the days when I was like, party girl.
Yeah.
But I had some great clients. So I was like, this is what's going to go down, right? There's another girl. I was just like networking. So I was pulled in all these clients. And this one client came along. He was already with me. And he was like, I really want you to like fist me up the arse and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Then he was like, desperate to put this apple up my ass. I went, don't put the fucking apple up your ass, all right? So we've got this other girl there and we're all going from
one of your five a day.
And we're all going from room to room. I've got all these clients all a bit fucking mad and crazy. And I'm just like, how the fuck do I pull this shit together? It just works. And I'm getting paid at the same time. So this girl, we'd ordered this other girl. She came in, she was lovely and quite shy, but everyone was sort of like going off and doing their little thing. So this guy goes off with this girl. And then a little while later, I go into this front room and he'd asked me to put the apple up. So that was the work, you know, one of the crazy things. But I didn't say go and fucking do it. This is a fucking stupid idea.
Yeah, because she's got lost.
She went and put the fucking apple up his ass, this innocent girl. I said, what did you put the fucking apple up his... Right, and they're trying to get the fucking apple out.
Oh, right, no.
I'm like, and everybody's coming at this point, all these people that don't know each other. So we've got, you know, Dan, this client, we've got Sam, Ian, we've got fucking Sam, we've got, you know, and we're all crowding around the Slut Hut sofa. And all we can see is we're all going, okay, let's try and get the apple out. Let me tell you, this fucking apple wasn't coming out.
Take the
and
false nails off.
He left looking very sad, very, very worried.
Because it gets lost because it's not tapered. That's why sex toys have those spaces.
He had to go to A&E.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he had to go to A&E. So
at least he got vitamins.
I know. Yeah. And that was like an expensive party for him. But what I couldn't get over was I thought I would be the one putting the apple up his ass. Like, yeah, let's go and just fucking put it up there. This innocent, never judge a book by cover. This girl just fucking... I was like, why didn't you put the apple up his ass? Because now he ain't going to come back to me, babe. I've lost a client. So, but I've got many, many things. Like, I've had... I remember I didn't finish douching and I turned up like the Mayfair Hotel, swanky, really nice guy, like,
oh my God,
super loaded. And I'm like, can I just use your bathroom? Because, you know, I know you want anal. And he was like, yeah, yeah, can I come in? He was like, are you doing what I think you're doing? I went... what do you think I'm doing? He's like, I think you're going to go and clear out. And I went, you're a fucking mind reader. I went, yeah. He go, I'll give you extra if I can watch. I'm like, do you know what? I'm in that mood. I don't give a fuck. All right, how much? So he did. And I'm not joking. Oh, right, amazing. Listen, I'm not really into this, but I was, because he found it horny.
Yeah.
I'm into shit that people find it horny. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm never doing this again, but this is quite erotic. He was hot. He was just wanking to me, douching. I was like, why can't every client be like this? Like,
I do that all the time because someone pay me to come watch. I always get a numb leg. My knee starts to go. I'm like, oh.
I know. So it's all those kind of things. But I have had, like, there's a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Goes even deeper.
We'll save it for the next time as well. All right, so I thought I would end with some quick fire questions.
Oh, God, I'm not good like that.
They're nice ones. I'm not. All right. Have you ever come during a porn scene?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, good. I was glad because I was a bit worried that it was going to be... defo. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Best position to orgasm?
Oh, defo mish. Mish, baby.
Okay,
yeah.
Same. Anal or vaginal?
I've got to say vaginal now. Mm-hmm. But anal, but I can't in my head because it's out of order.
It's brokered.
I've got to say, yeah. got to enjoy what I got. But yeah, I love it because I love my partner and we have amazing sex. So yeah. Yeah.
Okay, clitoral stimulation or penetration?
Both.
Okay. Gangbang or one-on-one?
Oh, always one-on-one.
Your favourite pair of heels? Where do you begin?
I've forgotten the fucking brand. The ones that I'm always in, which are from Shoe-Badoo, and they are killer heels. Now I'm fucking walking them. But they are. I always wanted to look for that iconic shoe. They're not even, by the way, they're not sponsoring me or anything. They're fucking awesome shoes. I wear them relentlessly. Like, all of the shoes that I wear from them. What are they fucking called? The Shop Shoe-Badoo. Can't remember what the bloody name
is. They have like metallic heels, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen
them.
And
they're fucking...
I don't know how you're moving them. I can't even move in Nike trainers.
I remember when I started walking in them, it was quite sane. But now I'm just like...
Okay, your favourite sex toy?
Oh, Doxy.
Doxy. Oh, same, actually. But I got the attachments for men. Like,
oh, have you?
Stuff,
oh, yeah. That's really cool.
Favourite lube?
Oh, is it Glide or something like that?
ID Glide, the blue
bottle. ID.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the one.
And the most important question of all, your favourite Spice Girl?
Mel C.
Okay.
Not Jerry. Not Jerry. I repeat,
7-year-old me would be screaming right now.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
My first guest and my favorite person on the internet, honestly.
Oh, no, thank I love you, for you.
I love you too.
Well, really, I hope I can come back.
Oh, please.
I might have some more stories.
I'm your biggest beg. I'll be like, Rebecca, can you come around, please?
Maybe put me on with someone, Sophie.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, you should get her on her own. She's a riot.
I definitely will.
Yeah, she's got some great stories.
No, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Sex with Topho is sponsored by my friends at Doxy Vibrating Massage Wands. For those of you that don't know what a Doxy is, it's a very powerful sex toy. It's a vibrating wand. And for those of you that used to watch Sex in the City, remember Samantha used to like sit on those things that used to help make her come like a pig? They're just like that, but better. The thing I love about Doxy is they're made in the UK. You're literally paying money into a British business. You're supporting our sex toy troops. I'm very proud of it. The toys are fucking amazing. You can find out more about Doxy at doxymassager.com. Okay, so that was it. That was my interview with the superstar Rebecca Moore, who you can now see on Twitter, who's gone viral again with this Netflix advert for sex education. And what good timing, what better timing than to be on a podcast about sex education. So thank you to Rebecca. And my biggest thank you, of course, is to all of you that have taken the time to tune in. I really, really appreciate it. I have someone very special coming up for my next episode, but I'm not going to tell you who. I think it's a bit obvious. I'll drop a little hint. She likes her guys and girlies, and she's also a cock destroyer. So really leaving a lot to the imagination there. And don't forget to subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts to rate and review me, because they really help pumping up the charts. For those of you that have social media, make sure you follow me at TophaTaylor on Instagram, at HelloIamTopha on Twitter. And if you want to get in contact with me, it's tophataylor.co.uk, and use the Ask Topha form. For those of you that may have contacted me before, I had a few issues with my email. So if you emailed ask@tophataylor.co.uk and you haven't heard back from me, that's because I didn't get it. I've replied to everyone, so send it again. Or if you're not confident doing that, just go through the contact form on my website.